In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I want to thank everyone for being here and welcome you on behalf of First Christian Church and all the people who knew and loved Edna. This is usually the part of the memorial service where we read or summarize a few pieces of a loved one's life, details as to birth, marriage, kids, career. And I'll get to that in a little bit. But just now I have a story of friendship, because most of all today I miss my friend. Edna's registered seat was right over there behind that post. And she would get here a little bit early and later in those days with whoever brought her. And I would go down and just say hello, glad you're here, how you been, and so on. And a couple of months ago, it was one of those Sundays where I was dressed rather casually. I had on a pair of casual slacks with cargo pockets and all that, and a sweater. And I just went over and extended my hand and said, I'm glad you're here. And she looked up at me and said, your zipper's down. And what I didn't know is that she was referring to the phone pocket next to my knee. So I turned about 50 shades of red. And when she understood that I had misunderstood, she did too. Now that's one of about 100 stories that, in retrospect, I threatened to tell at her funeral. It's just the latest one. Because that's what friends do. If something is amiss, they tell you. If you're getting it right, they support you. It's a story of friendship. Everyone here, I think, has a friendship story about Edna, and I would invite you to maybe use this time to think and remember and cherish those moments and memories. And when we go from here, start living again tomorrow in her honor. Let us pray. Our God of grace and glory, we remember and honor Edna today, and we thank you for giving her to us to know and to love. By your compassionate presence, console us in our mourning, inspire in us the confidence of a certain faith, the comfort of a holy hope, and the peace which passes all understanding, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you all for coming. John 14, 1 through 7. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. Mom led by example. Church was a big part of her life. And she knew who she was. She knew who she served. And she knew where she was going. So know who you are, and know who you serve, and know where you're going. That is her legacy to us through Jesus Christ.
One of Edna's favorite pieces of music from her favorite musical groups. We are in the Lord's prayers. The Psalms in the Old Testament are the hymn book, comprise the hymn book of the ancient Jerusalem temple community. People came to the temple, they would read from the prophets, from the Torah, and sing or recite the Psalms. Psalm 121 is the dismissal song. It is the song sung at the end of worship to honor and protect pilgrims on the way home. The psalmist writes, "I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore." Without question, the most loved of the Psalms, the Shepherd's Psalm, which is a part of every moving, I think, religious experience that we have together. I'll read it, but recite along if you know it and would so care to. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. For yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Among our best loved songs from the ancient Jerusalem temple community. And now I would invite you to join in singing one of our best loved hymns in our religious tradition. It's hymn 145 in the hymnal in front of you. You may not need it, however. We sing together Silent Night. In the Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, chapter 2, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. An angel, or an angel in disguise, I think, said unto Edna some 37 times, Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day a child, Benny, Pam, Kim, Tim, Rodney. Unto you is born this day a grandchild, Jennifer, Gentry, Mark, Lindley, Ashley, Keith, Whitney, Adam, Cade, Todd, Dana, Amy, Pierce, Piper. Unto you is born this day a great-grandchild. Keaton, Evan, Sailor, Geneva, Kagan, Bailey, Blake, Elizabeth, Ben, Becca, Grayson, Dalton, Riley, Truslin, Gracie, Brentley, Trinity, and Owen Wyatt, awaiting an angel in disguise. In light of that great and grand legacy, I think of Edna, and I will remember her so as the matriarch of her family. For 62 years, she and Ben created and nurtured a tribe, really, and rooted them in her home, a home to which as many as possible made the yearly Christmas pilgrimage, which is why we just sang Silent Night. Hard to imagine all that many silent nights, however, in that home with that bunch. Gathering and celebrating and loving. And you know, I imagine literally the last couple of nights have been filled with laughter and relief and joy in reunion in that place which has been prepared. A great reunion with Ben and with Todd. And with all the rest. I'm told that making the best pies was among her most elegant homemaking skills. And you know, a baking pie is to me, I think, both a single reality, but it's also a metaphor for home and hearth. Tasty result, the aroma of the process, and the time and the care in the making. You use the best ingredients at hand or that you can find, and that's how you raise up a family. Edna the matriarch, who will be forever Mimi in the hearts of those who love her. Think of Edna also, and we'll remember her this way, as a teacher. I tell my students at Texas Tech that if there is not an elementary school teacher on your list of heroes, redefine hero. Who's done more for you than the one who opened your eyes and mind to the wondrous reality that when you put letters together, you make words. And when you put words together, you make ideas and hopes and dreams and the ability to share them and debate them and to use them to bind up the brokenhearted. There are countless scores of former kindergartners, I'm told most of them some of the toughest little kids in the district, who will always remember her voice, her smile, her love for them and for the words she taught them to use. That's another great and grand legacy. And finally, I also think of Edna and will remember her the most as my faithful friend. And I recall how the essence of Scripture seals this memory for me, just before the angel announced the birth, and perhaps just before an angel in disguise announced 37 births to her, came the words, Fear not, for this little one will be born into a world that will require care and nurture. But fear not. So hear those words again in light of these words from the Savior, her Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This for Edna, fear not. For in my Father's house are many mansions. I go now to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Fear not. I learned from Edna over the years that part of faith for her was frightening, as are many parts of Scripture. Floods and plagues and sheep and goats. Is it I, Lord? But as I learned how close she'd become with all of her friends and her friends here at this church, she began more and more to fear not, because the gospel of friendship and love is shared with kindness and laughter, good tidings, great joy even amid sorrow, losing Todd for a while, losing Ben for a while, 7 years, 1 month, and 1 day, to be exact, and she missed him, every single one, but only until she came to her place that was prepared. Last week, Edna wanted only to go home, to the home, she said, that my husband built. She told me last Wednesday that I'm going home this afternoon, which she did. And then later the next afternoon, she went home to the place that had been prepared. Prepared by her Savior with a little help on the backside addition, I think. A modest and comfortable little mansion filled with noise and laughter and the aroma of a fresh pie in the oven, forever arm in arm with Ben and the Lord who loves us all. Faithful friend, faithful friends, now a great and grand legacy for all of us. Let us pray. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all. We pray that we might be ever more certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come shall ever separate us from your love, which comes to us in Jesus Christ. Amen. For it is into your hands, O merciful Savior, that we commend Edna May, your servant. Acknowledge, we pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of all the saints in light. Amen. And now to all of her friends, to honor Edna, go into the world in peace. Have courage, fear not. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people, those little kindergartners especially. Speak the truth and act with love on your lips and in your heart. Let us go in peace. The service continues at the graveside.